Hawaiian Racing here in the start of these finals for Senior National Super Heavy. It's Philip Morton who's had a great weekend so far. Starting on the pole, gets the jump over John Horsburgh in the 61 card, who looks like he's been shuffled back another spot to Curtis Dixon. So Dixon up into second position, but Middleton's been the man to catch in that workplace training centre cart. Number two, Middleton leading the way. Up the inside of Middleton, Dixon is Horsburgh, and Horsburgh makes the pass. So Horsburgh now works through the S's. He looks to try and get the gap between himself and Middleton closed now that he's got clean track in front of him. Dixon would be upset that he's dropped that spot. It's all on the final. So every position you make or lose now will determine where you finish this weekend. Big move up the inside going into turn two. Hazelton makes the move on Braden Boots. They bang wheels coming off the turn. Looks like they've finally settled that battle. Brent Dixon and Paul Skabiris also having a good battle of their own. Tony Lawson, as I'd mentioned in the pre-final, he had a absolutely dominant victory in the wet weather race. Heat number one. He won the race by 15 seconds. Unfortunately, the rest of his weekend has not been as trouble-free. It was Middleton in heat number two, and again in heat number three, along with the pre-final earlier this morning. So Middleton out to almost a second advantage now. Horsburgh, Dixon, second and third. They've got Ricky Nguyen and Michael Hazelton closing in on them. Then it's Braden Boots and Brent Dixon. Further then back, Skirbius and Churchland battle. Oh, a bit of banging and crashing there, as Churchland has got ahead of Paul Skirbius. And Skirbius now getting shuffled back further and further. Graham Abbott, Ian Sadler also getting involved in that. Max Labutt. So, as Philip Middleton heads round to complete lap number five, one third of the race distance now completed. Middleton leading, battle for third now. Nguyen up the inside of Dixon, and Dixon shuffled back to a fourth. He's also under pressure now from Braden Boots. So Boots looking to make a move, heading down the back straight. He'll stay in line with him into the hairpin, turn four. Now towards the infield. The right kink, then two hard left-handers before they take the left in the final corner and back around the sweeping start-finish straight, which is hardly straight at all before they hit turn number one. So Middleton, Horsburgh, Nguyen, oh, riding a wheel that time. Dixon, Nguyen just ran up the back of Horsburgh, and Horsburgh has now seen Nguyen slop back one more spot. Nguyen was waving his hand at Horsburgh there, not happy with the way he was treated. Across the start-finish line, Middleton, Horsburgh, then Nguyen, Dixon, Hazelton, Boots and Brent Dixon as they continue their battle. Churchland's trying to close up on that gap. Still, John Horsburgh in second place. He's pulling away from Nguyen in the third place cart, as now Hazelton's up into fourth place. Hazelton makes the crossover move through the infield, and he'll take third. So Michael Hazelton now, with a good pass is up onto the podium. Noyan and Dixon both dropping back spots to Hazelton on that lap. So whilst our leader looks like he's in a very comfortable position, it is still Horsburgh in second, but Hazelton is closing in on him. The Mick Race, cart number 6 from Lithgow Combined Districts, dominating the first 3 spots here in this Super Heavy final. It's Middleton, Horsburgh and Hazelton, all from Combined Districts, where we'll see the New South Wales state titles in the October long weekend. And then don't forget the fantastic, very, very successful ladies weekend on the Australia Day weekend. The ladies weekend of racing has been a fantastic success for Combined Districts Kart Club out there at Lithgow. Of course, money being raised for breast cancer research. And one event that they really want to continue promoting is the Canteen Ladies Cup, where it's an opportunity for all the ladies across the state who work tirelessly, either in the canteens or as stewards, lap scorers, get a chance to get a license for the weekend and go racing. So, 2 big meetings coming up at Combined Districts over the next 6 months. The state titles there in October, and then the ladies meeting in January, the January long weekend. Meanwhile, out at the front of the field, Philip Middleton continues to lead the way here in the final for Senior National Super Heavies. He leads Horsburgh. Hazelton is now making the move, and Hazelton's up to second place. So Michael Hazelton makes a good pass on John Horsburgh and shuffles him back. Now a battle for the fourth place. Noyan and Braden Boots, and it looks like Dixon's also been shuffled back as well. So Noyan's Boots, Brent Dixon's been shuffled back a spot from Curtis Dixon, Churchland, then it's Sadler. This big contingent of Orange Car Club members here enjoying the weekend. Scrivius, Laybutt and Lawson round out the running order. In fact, Laybutt makes the pass on Scrivius now. So as Middleton clicks off another lap, race leader out to a 4.2 second advantage. Michael Hazelton in second position. Hazelton running in about 3 classes this weekend. Then this great battle, Noyan Boots and Brent Dixon. In fact, it's Boots Dixon, Brent Dixon and Curtis Dixon, that battle that I'm going through the hairpin now. And these 3 drivers, all from Orange, all know each other's driving styles, their driving particularities. And Boots just gets booted off the side of the circuit by Curtis Dixon. And Dixon, in fact, that's Benjamin Churchland that's up in there. And that wasn't very Church-like behaviour when he got into the side of Braden Boots that time. And the stewards now not happy with one of the drivers, but checkered flag is out. And Middleton takes the victory. Hazelton comes home in second, and John Horsburgh home in third. Noyan fourth. A charge at the line, and it'll be Brent Dixon, Braden Boots, Curtis Dixon by 0.07 of a second. Then it's Benjamin Churchland, Ian Sadler, and then it's back to Graham Abbott. Max Laybutt holds off the charge from Paul Scriberis and Tony Lawson. But the Clint Baker Buildings Senior National Super Heavy title here at the Bob Hine Memorial, going to Philip Middleton ahead of Michael Hazelton and John Horsburgh.
The Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of this would be nothing without their gold sponsors, including Arrow Cards. Hit the track with one of Arrow's ready-to-race X3 packages, available for most classes. Arrow Racing Cards feature the latest technology, innovation and user-friendly features for maximum performance. Arrow gives you the power to perform. K-Tech Rentals has a range of trucks, trailers, accessories and pilot vehicles to suit all your transport needs. K-Tech Rentals are a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Car Racing Club. And In-Flight ER, the In-Flight Emergency Room, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using In-Flight ER. In-Flight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. Bruce Construction is a proud sponsor of the Open Performance category here at the Bob Hine Memorial. The Grenfell Car Club appreciates Bruce Construction's ongoing support. Bruce Construction will provide advice on and construct buildings for both new homeowners with a dream of getting into their own place, along with developers that are looking to get their project managed right. Proudly servicing the county, speak to Jose or Eddie Ruiz about Ruiz Construction Services. They're proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club and sponsoring the Open Performance class at this year's Bob Hine Memorial.
So, Open Performance forming up now out on the circuit. Looking for a start this time by. It'll be Jackson Delamont and Stephen Hampson off the front row. Delamont again, Hampson very even off the jump. Hampson cramps, Delamont for room. Three wide now going down the back straight as Otter tries their move up the inside. It looks like Hampson has got the jump. It was rough and tough heading down the front straight for the first time. And it's Hampson who leads the way as they head along the back straight. Into the hairpin, and Hampson, Delamont, Otter, three wide into turn two. It was hard in the mouth stuff up here in the commentary box. Hampson in the 38. He's had a win in heat number three yesterday. Delamont won the pre-final and did it quite easily over Hampson, so you'd expect him to come back hard now. No love lofts when it's all on the final. Delamont working his way in the Mad Harry's steel cart number 48. Ahead of him is the 38. That's the go hosting cart of Stephen Hampson. Behind him the stable carting entry of Bruce Otter with Mark Townsend. Steve Martin out there after Steve Martin was unable to make it out onto the circuit in the pre-final, but Steve Martin, who won heat one, is in fifth place currently and trying to work his way further up the field. Mark Townsend makes the move through the infield on Bruce Otter and takes third place. So a race order: Hampson, Delamont, Otter, Townsend, Otter, Martin, Knight, Logan and Marquez. As Hampson has a 0.3 of a second gap, he's currently running a 31.582 and is the second fastest on the track to Mark Townsend, who runs in third place in the 13 cart, who's a 31.51. Oh, they're getting quicker now. This looks like everyone just switched on lap number four. It's now the fastest lap of the race, still Mark Townsend, a 31.209, to Hampson, a 31.5. Sorry, it's Delamont, 31.323, and Hampson, the third quickest out of the bunch, a 31.343. So nothing in it time-wise, but Hampson has made the move and is now under some pressure from Delamont. Delamont to the inside, into turn two, makes the pass, and here comes Townsend. Townsend sets himself up, going into the S's. Can't make the complete it as they went around turn three and down the back straight. So Hampson holding on, dives up the inside of Delamont. He'll be on the outside, a touch as Townsend looks like he might have got a piece of Hampson that time. Going through the infield, and that put Hampson off back down to fourth now as Delamont will have to fend off a very aggressive Mark Townsend in cart 13. Townsend still with the fastest lap of the race set on lap number 4. Delamont at 31.283, 8 tenths of a second slower than the time set by Mark Townsend, who's now in second place and closing up the gap. As Delamont clicks off lap number 7. Could Brody Tilbrook and a guardian report immediately to the stewards room? Brody Tilbrook and a guardian, please report immediately to the stewards room. As they work their way through the infield, oh, Townsend tries to make the move up the inside of Delamont that time. He doesn't get the pass completed. Almost contact there. As Delamont, Townsend, Otter, Hampson. Hampson hasn't been able to respond. And oh, now Steve Martin under plenty of pressure from Brent Logan. And Brent Logan in seventh position. Really trying to put the pressure on Earthworks cart. Harrison Knight having a quiet run by comparison in fifth position. Across the star finish line with 9 laps now completed. Open performance final brought to you by Ruiz Construction. Ruiz Constructions, thank you very much for their ongoing support of the Grenfell Kart Club. As Delamont has opened up a handy buffer now. Townsend falling back into the clutches of the 72 cart. That's the stable carting Bruce Otter entry. As they come across the line, it is Delamont out to a 1 second advantage. So really pulling away. Martin back there in sixth position is still holding off Brent Logan. And unfortunately for James Marquez, he has just not been able to get a handle on his card all weekend. He's running out there in 8th place. And just, about 2 seconds off the leader's pace. As everything has settled down for the moment at the front of the field. 4 laps remaining. Really the only battle on the circuit is this one between Steve Martin in 6th place and Brent Logan in 7th. They're in the 12 and the 25. And Steve Martin, of course, running the twin engine cart, just has the advantage on all the long straights. But as soon as you get to the infield, Brent Logan is able, in his stable karting entry, just to be a bit more nimble through the corners. The arrow sets up a bit better and is able then to catch up, but then Martin gets those couple of long runs to extend his advantage. So Delamont now comes through to complete lap 13. 2 laps remaining. Delamont half a second lead, so he's lost a half a second to Townsend. Oh, Logan sideways trying to avoid going into the back of Steve Martin. That's cost him a fair bit of ground. I think Logan would be thinking, if I can get close enough to Martin, I might be able to make a lunge coming out of the final turn. White flag going out now for Delamont, who's got Townsend closing in on him. A cart length the difference across the start finish line this time by, as Otter sits back in third. Then it's Hampson, Knight, Martin, and here's Logan up the inside of Martin. Martin chops him off. No contact there, but Martin was playing for keeps that time. Logan was just, I think, testing the waters to see if he could get a run through the infield to make the pass. As the checker flag's at the ready, Jackson Delamont's going to take the victory. The 48, the Mad Harry still. Jackson Delamont cart takes the win from Mark Townsend, Bruce Otter and Stephen Hanson. Here's Logan at the line, Martin and Logan. The gap is just 0.096 of a second as they come across the checkered flag. Harrison Knight was in fifth, as I mentioned. He had a very uneventful run. And James Marquez will complete the weekend here in Open Performance. Brought to you by Ruiz Construction. It's Jackson Delamont who takes the Bob Hine Memorial in Open Performance. Could Brody Tilbrook and his guardian, please report to the steward's office immediately? Brody Tilbrook and your guardian, please report to the steward's office.
The Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids would be nothing without their gold sponsors, including Arrow Cars. Hit the track with one of Arrow's ready-to-race X3 packages, available for most classes. Arrow Racing Cars uses technology, innovation, and user-friendly features for maximum performance. Arrow gives you the power to perform. K-Tech Rentals has a range of trucks, trailers, accessories, and pilot vehicles to suit all your transport needs. K-Tech Rentals are a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. And InFlight ER, the InFlight Emergency Room, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. The gold sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial hope you're enjoying the weekend. The Cadets are sponsored by InFlight ER. The InFlight Emergency Room is the revolutionary new aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell or needs specialised treatment. It's equipped like an hospital's ER department and is the only jet in the world that is fitted with its leading class of features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there when you're born. They'll be there in your time of most need.
Zach Hearn leads the way here in the Cadets. It's Josh Sargent in second position with Josh Haynes in third. Then it's Cody Burcham, Chris, Chloe Cozzi, Finley Allen, Taylor Hazard, Cooper Allen, Jordan Giannopoulos, Theodore Levaines. Then it's Lachlan Hall, Noah Sands, Mia Bolton, Madison Jess, Lachlan Toole, Mitchell Whale, Peter O'Brien, a long way back down the field now, Nicholas Myers, Ethan Smith, Caleb Heffron and Ryan Woolner rounding out the runners. Or Cooper Allen just getting a wheel into the dirt as he came off turn number one. That looked like it could have been a nasty moment then. Race leader has got a handy buffer of about 2.5-3 cart lengths over Josh Sargent as he comes through to complete lap number 3. Zach Hurd in the Kart 1 Racing CC Race Engines entry. from North Shore Kart Club. Plenty of experience, even though he is still quite a young driver. And is extremely fast, settling into this Grenfell layout quite nicely. Has been very quick across the weekend so far. Hearn. Across the start finish line. Just lost the front end a little bit, going through the infield on that last lap. Good battle for third. Josh Haynes in that rock solid concreting cart is holding off Orange's Cody Bircher in the Bircher EFI entry. Further back in the field, Cooper Allen and Theodore Levains. Levains making the pass on Cooper Allen, dropping him back to seventh position. Josh Haynes holding off the charge from Cody Bircher. Chloe Cozzi behind this battle, and Cozzi looks quite comfortable at the moment. Here comes a move now from Bircher to the inside of Haynes. Not close enough to complete that pass. Josh Sargent goes around in the S's and makes the pass on Hurd. So Hurd now shuffled back to second as the yellow flag out, as it looks like Caleb Heffron has rejoined the track. He did a good job rejoining the track that time, the youngster, making sure he didn't interfere with anyone's race. Chloe Cozzi makes a good move now in the nine cart to get past Caleb Heffron. Now further back in the pack, another good battle that's going on down the order. It's Hall Sands, Jess and Whale, as it looks like Sands might be making a move on Jess now. Our leader is Josh Sargent. Zach Hurd. Hurd makes, oh, I thought he was going to try and make a move into turn one. That would have been a very brave move indeed. He sets himself up for the run down the front straight into turn two. And for the moment, they hold their positions. Jess in the 18 cart. Sorry, it's a Jess in the 11 cart starting to move up. So we've got a really good battle at the front of the field, as it looks like Hearn has taken the Tegra cart. And Hearn is back up the front. So Hearn set up the move down the back straight. And now is out in front as they're coming up on the Riley Woolner cart. 19 cart of Cooper Allen makes the move up the inside of Theodore Levains. In fact, no, that was Jordan Giannopoulos he made the move on. Giannopoulos in the 25 car. Mia Bolton's also in that battle with Cooper Allen. So good work by the 81. Woolner getting well out of the way of our race leaders. Hurd and Sargent nose to tail. The battle is at the front of the field, and Sargent makes the pass once again. Sargent back to the front of the field as they head down the back straight into the hairpin. Now they've got another back marker coming up on them. We saw in the pre-finals the back markers really spoilt what could have been an exciting finish. They're coming up on Ethan Smith in cart number two, and good news is they're both through clean and did not affect the racing. So next battle on the circuit is the 19 car, who is battling it out with Cooper Allen, Jordan Giannopoulos and Mia Bolton. They're having a good private battle. Leaders across the line. It's still Sargent and Hurd leading the way. Bircher making the pass on Smith. As the pack works its way through the infield now. Cooper Allen. In fact, no, that's Finley Allen, who's managed to make the pass on Giannopoulos. So has Mia Bolton. So Mia Bolton goes to the lead of that pack. Leaders across the start-finish line. 12 laps in the book. Bircher, then it's Haynes. Cozzy is the next car through. Now the 19 of Cooper Allen has got Mia Bolton and really broken away through this traffic. Finley Allen. Giannopoulos has been caught behind a back marker there, and it's meant that Taylor Hazard has also been able to take a spot on him. It'll be 13 laps completed, and Sargeant is still holding Hearn at bay. Another back marker coming up on them now. That'll be Lachlan Toole. So as they head through the S's and down the back straight here on lap 14. It is race leader Josh Sargeant, Zach Hearn in second position. Back marker Lachlan Toole, blue flag and white flag at the start-finish line. Heard Lachlan Toole makes Ashuri stays out of the battle at the front. In fact, Hearn's entry into turn two was slightly affected by the lapped cart. The run down the back straight. Now this is where Hearn's had the pace all weekend, but Sargeant looks like he has him covered off. Coming out, he runs wide, Sargeant, and that opens the door for Hearn. And Hearn, through the infield on the final lap, will take the checkered flag. Hearn set up Sargeant on the entry into the infield and takes the win. Third place goes to Cody Bircher ahead of Josh Haynes. Fifth place, Theodore Levanes, who's come back from a very up-and-down weekend. Chloe Cozzi is in sixth. We wait now. Cooper Allen gets across the line ahead of Mia Bolton. Taylor Hearn ahead of Finley Allen. Peter O'Brien, Jordan Giannopoulos, who faded quite badly late in that race. Noah Sands, Madison Jess, Lachlan Hall, Nicholas Myers, Lachlan Toole, Michael Whale, Ethan Smith, Riley Woolner and Caleb Heffron all completing the final here in the Festival of the Kids, Bob High Memorial for In Flight ER.
Specialising in house slabs and exposed aggregates, no job is too big or too small. It's great to have Max Fried on board in the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids, proudly sponsoring the Senior National Heavies. The class sponsors for this year's Bob High Memorial are Cadets In Flight ER, Cadet Teams In Flight ER, Rookies is Reeves, Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Junior National Light, Gordon, Galen and Moffat, the local law firm. Junior National Heavies is the Canberra Car Chair. J-Mac is Rules Construction. Senior National Heavies, Mac Creek, Grenfell's local concreter. Senior National Super Heavies, Clint Baker Buildings, Grenfell's local builder. Clubman Light, Mad Harry Steele. Clubman is brought to you by Westline. Clubman Super Heavy, Ruiz Constructions. Tag Restricted Light, sponsored by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Tag Restricted Heavy, sponsored by Caltex Grenfell. Tag 125 Light is In Flight, while Tag 125 Heavy is the Canberra Kart Shed, along with their support of Tag 125 Super Heavy. Open Performance is brought to you by Brewers Construction. We certainly hope you'll support these sponsors who support karting in the Grenfell Kart Club.
All right, as we get set now for the Senior National Heavy Final, brought to you by Max Crete. Thanks very much to Max Crete and to all the sponsors who have done a wonderful job in supporting the Grenfell Kart Club this year. We appreciate their ongoing support. As we get set, Jason Newman in the 12th kart. He's been hard to beat as we're away and racing. Oh, a touch there as it was Mark Dunbar just trying to close the door on Wayne Ogilvy off the start of the race. And oh, around, I think that is Ogilvy, and it might have been Mitchell Meredith also off the circuit as they headed into turn number two. Another spinner further back in the pack might be David Dunbar, in fact. So we'll watch as they're too wide going into the hairpin. Third place now changing hands is Jason Newman from Orange, well out in front, whilst Carnage appears behind him. Meredith has got Kieran Doran, who is into the side pot as he made that pass on Meredith for second place. So Doran, who came out of about fifth or sixth spot after the pre-final, he had a very poor pre-final after qualifying through the heats on the front row. But it was Kieran Doran who now has muscled his way up into their second position. So Jason Newman from Orange, from Kieran Doran from Wagga. That's the Karting World Camden entry. Then it's Mitchell Meredith back there in third. A gap back to this battle between Ogilvy, Lavelle and David Dunbar. So the spinners were Mark Dunbar and also Brian Skibiris. And Skibiris having a tough weekend in that 68 kart. So as Ogilvy, Lavelle and Dunbar continue their battle through the infield now. It looks like Doran has settled into a good rhythm in second place. Mitchell is about 3 to 4 length cart lengths back. Ogilvy, Lavelle, Dunbar, Warren Hodder, then it's Jason Bender, Kevin Field, Angelucci, Dixon, Inwood and White rounds out the running order. So Newman in Newman is running in the 12 kart. The green number plate, though, signifies that he is a former national champion. If it was just the green plate with the one on it, that would indicate a current national champion. But once your year as champion has ended, you then get to keep the green number plate and put your regular racing number back on it. And Jason Newman with that number, loud and proud, out in front here with a 3.5 second advantage. So Brody Tilbrook and his guardian is still required at the stewards room. Brody Tilbrook and guardian is required at the stewards room immediately, please. So Jason Newman leading the way comfortably from Kieran Doran, Mitchell Meredith, Jeremy Lavelle and David Dunbar, Warren Hodder, have all got past Wayne Ogilvy now, as Ogilvy has fallen back through the field to seventh position after running as high as fourth at one stage. Jason Bender in the seven. It's about to come under some pressure now from Eric Angelucci, and Angelucci has had a very solid run throughout this weekend, working off the back of the field every race. Grant Inwood has also shown some great speed. We've got a yellow flag out on the circuit and two drivers down there, so it looks like we've had a further spinner as Newman. Kieran Doran has just started to lose the handle on that cart and is falling back to Mitchell Meredith. So with Meredith now working along the back straight, Mitchell Meredith trying to grab that second position back. Across the start-finish line was the 55 of Wayne Ogilvy, who's now fallen well back off the pace of Lavelle and Dunbar. Bender and Angelucci. Angelucci looking to the inside of Bender into turn number two. Can't make the pass. So the three carts out of the race, Warren Hodder, Mark Dunbar and Brian Skibiris, the leader. Nine laps now completed, and Meredith sitting there in second and third. And then we've got a battle. David Dunbar just making the pass on Jeremy Lavelle, and Lavelle back up into sixth position as Dunbar's up to sixth. Bender and Angelucci, that battle continues on. Bender holding off Angelucci through turn two and around the S's. Bender, Angelucci, just doesn't look like Angelucci's got the pace to be able to make the pass on Bender. Meredith has closed in on Doran, their gap down to a tenth of a second. Bender, well, here's Angelucci's big chance. Bender was very unsightly getting onto the start-finish straight, and Angelucci just couldn't use the pace to be able to make the pass. But they're side-by-side now. Angelucci heading into the S's makes the pass on Bender. So as Angelucci and Bender, they continue on their battle into the hairpin that time. Bender looked up the inside, but now Angelucci, with clean track ahead of him, is starting to pull away. The leader heads across the start finish line to complete lap number 12. Second place battle is in earnest now as Doran and Meredith. Meredith right in the slipstream as they head down into turn number two. Around into the S's. And up along the back straight. Meredith looks like he's got the momentum now with him. Blue flags are out as Newman gets up onto the back of the Inwood cart, the Brendan White cart, the P21. Now, will back markers prove to be the decider on this second place battle? Because Meredith has been quick, but hasn't made a lunge on Doran as yet. They're coming up on the 73 now of Robert Dixon, the leader working through the infield with the white flag at the ready. White flag Newman across the star finish line to start his final lap. Now, Doran just got balked onto the star finish straight by the 73 of Dixon, but unfortunately, also getting balked was Mitchell Meredith coming off the corner. So it ends about equal. And on this final lap, as Newman heads down into the hairpin for the final time, Kieran Doran looks like he will hold on to second place. The race leader to the checkered flag, and it is Jason Newman to take the win. Doran and Meredith at the line, then nose to tail. Doran hanging on for second, Meredith in third. Then it goes back to David Dunbar and Jeremy Lavelle. Wayne Ogilvy in the 55 will finish in sixth position with Angelucci and Bender. Bender got packed past Angelucci as they come through the infield now. The final two carts on the leader's lap. Heads to the checkered flag. Oh, Bender and Angelucci are half a cart length in it at the checkered flag. And Bender will hold on for seventh place. Eighth place is Angelucci. Ninth place is Grant Inwood. Then it was Brendan White, Kevin Field and Robert Dixon. So, a great senior national heavy final brought to you by Macrete. We thank them for their support of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Don't forget, plenty of prizes still to go in this afternoon. We have raffle tickets. There's two raffles currently being run. One is three tickets for $5. First prize is an Xbox, a Sony digital camera, Rip Curl backpack, remote control UFO, and digital photo keyring. Second raffle is $5 a ticket, and it's your choice of an engine rebuild courtesy of Shane Piper Race Engines, or one day on-track training at either Dubbo Orange or Grenfell with Shane Piper. So two great raffles. Tickets are available at the canteen. Tickets available at the canteen right throughout the rest of the day. The draw to take place at the presentations following the race meeting.
The Bob Hine Memorial is brought to you by Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga. They specialise in the manufacture of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there's no substitute for the original. There's only one Bar Up, with quality and service that rivals in no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, the platinum sponsor. Bob Hine Memorial. Junior National Heavy is brought to you by the Canberra Cart Shed, a full-service cart shop including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive pricing ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track for all the details. Canberra Cart Shed. Proud sponsors of Junior National Heavy here at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, and proudly supporting the Grenfell Car Club. The Grenfell Car Club would like to thank their bronze sponsors, including Carlos IGA Grenfell, Grenfell Quality Meats, Bromar Engineering, RD, your local dishware and kitchenware shop, Louise's Locker for the latest in women's clothing, James Harlett Country Experience, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, Grenfell Commodities, your local grain trader, Aston Joyce Stock Property Real Estate in Grenfell, CJ Anderson Stock and Real Estate in Grenfell, Lotus Coaches, the Weedon Shire Council, and Bow Repairs Grenfell.
Alright, getting set for a start here to our Junior National Heavy Final. As off the front row, Gus Flynn, and also it is Josh Fife on the front row still. Ryan Galvin not happy with their forming up. So, Gus Flynn, Josh Fife off the front row. Then it should be Chris Cooper and Alex Venables. The two Prenegast, Jared and Jamie, will be somewhere in that mix as well. This time we get a good start, and Flynn finds his way up the inside of Fife. Whitby follows him through on the inside. Fife has to settle with third as they head through turn number two towards the S's now. And it is through onto the back straight. Gus Flynn in the 51 card. Now, he's been a slow starter normally, but this time he was switched on and got a great jump off the front of the field. But Whitby, Jared Whitty, in the 90 cart, that's the racerswarehouse.com.au cart, up the inside of Flynn now and takes the lead. So once again, this trend of Flynn not being able to have a flag-to-flag victory continues. As Whitty is your new race leader in cart number 90. That's the Griffith driver from the Manning Valley 51 of Gus Flynn. Then it's back to Josh Fife, Chris Cooper behind him. Venables further back as now a big move there. Koning and Boulding trying a move, and I think Boulding might have got him going into turn two, but I think Koning has taken him back. So Cody Boulding, who finished in about ninth position in the pre-final, has worked his way up to seventh here in the final after Boulding had an off, which cost him a number of positions, which was quite frustrating. So Koning and Boulding continue on their battle. Boulding again looking to the inside of Koenig. Koenig gives him room because he realises that Boulding's too hot into the corner, and on the crossover, Koenig will take the spot back. So Jamie Prenegast has gotten past Jared Prenegast. Two more of the Griffiths drivers in the Prendy Autos entries, battling for 8th and 9th position currently. Across the start finish line, and Jared Whitty completes lap number 4. Flynn 5, Cooper and Venables, then it's Koning and Boulding. Jamie Prenegast has now got Jack Dare behind him, but I think Jared Prenegast goes to make the move once again and couldn't quite pull it off. So Jared Prenegast lost two places in the lap, and it's in the end. Although Jack Dare had a DNF in the pre-final, he was working very hard to get himself a good finishing position. He passed both Jared and Prenegast, and he's setting his sights on Cody Boulding to try and clear this battle that's going on for the 7th position. So, card off the circuit, and that is potentially one of the front runners or spin there. So a few carts just falling by the wayside here as we get to lap number 6, and unfortunately Venables is one of the carts that's off the circuit. Venables and is the cart that's pulled over on the back straight. So Alex Venables, who had had a solid performance all weekend, is not going to finish the race that matters here in the final. As Koenig now still has Boulding behind him, but Jack Dare, who's driving a tear, Jack Dare came out of, think you're 14th or 15th, 14th position this final, and he's driven his way up to 7th, and he's not finished with that as he now hooks onto the back bumper of Cody Boulding in the 19 cart. Whitty leading from Flynn and Fife. Those three carts all fairly well spread out around the front part of the field. Then it's back to Cooper. But then Koning, Balding and Dare are now having a great battle at the front of the... Or great battle for 6th, 7th. So race leader looking very comfortable out there in Jared Whitty. He's got a 1.1 second advantage across through the infield once again, this continuing battle. The 59, 19 and 11 of Koning, Balding and Dare. Now Dare, while they work their way into turn number 3, as they head down the back straight through the hairpin, and Whitty, Flynn, Fife continue, 1, 2, 3, Cooper, and it's Koning, Balding and Dare, nose to tail. This is the battle of the race. Back there for 5th, 6th and 7th. 3 wide down the front straight. Balding now makes the move up on the inside of Koning. Koning tries the crossover once again. Now what can Dare do in the 11 card? He sits back there looking for the opportunity to open up, but it doesn't. And Balding now looks like he's been able to hold off Koning. Koning to the inside of him through the infield. Balding, Koning and Dare. Dare's now getting a bit desperate to try and make a pass as they head down the front straight. As they head through turn 2. And Dare has made the pass. So Koning losing 2 spots over the last 2 laps as they work their way through the infield. Dare going to chase down the 19 card of Balding. Koning is back there in 7th position. Then it's a good battle starting to form from 8th position on back, with Freeman, Townsend, Shade and Jared Prenegar. As they work their way down into the hairpin, and Freeman, Townsend, Shade, the infield, white flag coming out next time by. Looks like we could have a couple of changes as Jared Prenegast makes a move on Shade. No, just stays in line. So the white flag out for Whitty. Whitty in the 90 card coming up on the back marker there of Kayleen Bennett. No problems for the leader as he makes it through. Jack Dare makes the move on the infield. So Dare's up to 5th spot as the leader heads through the infield for the final time. Jared Whitty in the number 90, the racerswarehouse.com.au cart, through the final corner and to the checkered flag. Gus Flynn comes home in 2nd, Fife is home in 3rd, Cooper finishes in 5th place. Jack Dare has still got a battle on his hands through the final corners, but Jack Dare from the back of the field up to 5th. Koenig is in 6th, Balding's in 7th, Freeman, then it's back to Jared Prenegast. Good move by Prenegast late in the race ahead of Joel Townsend, Jacob Gavin, Brennan Croxon, and then Jamie Prenegast with Kayleen Bennett rounding this Junior National final.
Bob High Memorial by Bar Uber. They stock in the manufacturing of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there's no substitute for all. There's only one Bar Up, with quality and service that rival us. Bar Up of Wada, the pillar of the memorial. Prizes on offer with members of Bob Heim Memorial for Kids. One random prize let and rookie shazzy by bull bars, arrow carts and Q-Sports. We've got their support. Bar Up bull bars, arrow and Q-Tech rentals have also supported the junior shazzies. The encouragement awards for cadet peas is brought to you in flight ER. The award consists of a new split SL. And the best in show award, Garmin Forerunner and XT GPS. Also donated by India. We thank the great prize sponsors and hope you get into the draws for all the random prizes and encouragement awards of the best and fairest drive part of the Festival of the Kids. West Lyme are the best Lyme and they're proud supporters of Heavy. There's the quality fine Lyme, agricultural Lyme, Dolomite and cereals. West Lyme were a long time of the Grenfell Club and the Bob Heim Memorial. And we hope when you need Lyme or any other construction material, West Lyme. West Lyme, proud sponsors of Clubman.
All right, the Clubman Heavies out on the circuit. As we get set for what will be a very interesting and exciting Clubman Heavy Final, brought to you by West Lyme. West Lyme, the best lime. As Michael Hazelton in the 48 will start from the pole. That's the Mike Race card. Hopefully he's got all the weight bolted on after a good performance in that Senior National Super Heavy class. He was found underweight, and once again, he just, that fraction too light, and that has cost him his spot in the final. So one cart just off on the side of the circuit, trying to get himself restarted, is the number, so I think that's a 17. So that could be Richard King, who's had his share of ups and downs this weekend in that CW Cart and Parts entry. Richard King, after I think it was a second place in heat number one. Once that cart fired up, and he'll have a fair bit of work up. He was a DNF in heat number two, the heat that Jackson Delamont won. Bruce Otter won heat number one, and Michael Hazelton won. Hazelton wins the pre-final, and he tries a big jump there off the start. He knows he has to get a good start, because Jackson will be right on his hammer. So, nowhere near by formation. They're taking some real time to try and get the formation in. See what Ryan Galvin says. He goes with it this time. The leader had the advantage. Up the inside, Michael Linsell. Linsell takes second place. Shane Delamont and Otter back to third and fourth respectively, as one cart very slow coming out of turn two and dropping back. I think that was King in more trouble. He's fallen further back down the field after starting out of number nine. So leader heads through the infield for the first time. It's Hazelton leading the way from Linsell. Then it's Delamont, back then to Otter, who looks over his shoulder to see where Michael Ray is positioned at the moment. Braden Boots has got Richard King on his back bumper, and the 11 card of Warwick Norris pulls off the circuit, so he will not complete lap number one. For George Thomas, who received his life membership at the club today, he is doing it tough after dropping a lot of ground running at the back of the field. He's got 14 seconds to try and make up. Might want to see if he can get through the cutout and no one notices. That is a long way to try and catch back up to the field. Michael Hazelton leading the way from Linsall now, who's got Delamont right on his back bumper. Delamont to the inside of Linsall, makes the pass going into turn three. So Delamont leading the way in that battle for second place. What can Otter do now as they work their way through the infield? Otter looking for an inside move, not close enough to make the pass now. And Otter works his way through in fourth place, looking for an opportunity though. Boots on the inside, takes a big piece of ripple strip, and it's Withers who's trying to hold off the charging Braden Boots. They battle it out through turn three and four, and Boots takes the spot, going in through the S's and head down the back straight. So Braden Boots, after being extremely aggressive into turn number one, gets the position, and that will move him up to eighth position on the racetrack. Otter has made the pass now into third place, as Michael Hazelton is well out in front ahead of Delamont. Now it's Otter. Linsall getting some pressure applied to his back bumper from the Michael Ray card. Ray makes the move up the inside through the infield. So Ray now is your new fourth place runner. And Ray coming good late in this weekend's racing after being mid-pack for most of the weekend. Matthew Ray in the pre-final just started working his way forward and now up into fourth position and looking like he's got some good speed to challenge for a podium spot. So Otter into the hairpin in third position, ahead of him Delamont, not making much of an impression on Hazelton's 2 second lead. Delamont sits in second place, just 1.8 seconds now behind Hazelton, your race leader. Ray is the man who's really been on a charge, as Michael Linsall is backing down, as we have a cart. Lachlan Snyder, not sure what's happened to Snyder and Braden Boots. Oh, they're out at the hairpin. So two drivers out down there, and that is the 95 of Braden Boots and the 14 of Lachlan Snyder. So that explains what happened to them. As Delamont continuing in second place. Oh, cart slowing on the back straight. And that is the 48 of Michael Hazelton. So the leader is going to pull into the pit lane, leaving Delamont out in front. So Delamont now leads Otter. Further back there to Ray, who has got now the Linsall cart closing in on him after he had done so much work to get up into now a podium position. So interesting that the leader, Michael Hazelton, comes in under his own steam after having a 2 second lead throughout the race. Delamont completes lap number 9. Delamont now with a 3.5 second advantage over Otter. Then it's back to this battle for third place, with Ray having Linsall up the inside. Linsall makes the pass. So Linsall, the new third place man, with Ray on his back bumper, and diving up the inside of Ray in the S's that time, was O'Brien. So O'Brien is into fourth. Linsall and O'Brien now ahead of Ray, whose cart's falling off the pace. So O'Brien In fourth place, does he have much to challenge? The 84 of Michael Linsall. It's Grenfell's Jackson Delamont who leads the way from stable karting Bruce Otter. Then Linsall in the Wagga, number 84 ahead of Lithgow's Michael O'Brien, Matthew Ray from Dubbo in the Matt 840 kart. Then Richard King, Withers, Breschner, Gilby, Hine, Thompson, rounding out the running order here in the final of the Clubman Heavies, brought to you by Westline. Now, George Thompson was 14 seconds behind the leaders. He's now 26 seconds behind the leader. And George has slowed, going down into turn number two. He was just looking like he was about to put the pass on to the back of the 3P of Shelby Hine. And all of a sudden, his kart almost came to a standstill coming out of turn number two. So as the leader works back through the infield, it is two laps left to run for your race leader in Jackson Delamont. Delamont, well, what a way for Delamont, inheriting the lead here, and a huge lead at that, when it was Michael Hazelton who pulled his cart to the infield, to the pit lane, I should say. So with the white flag at the ready, Jackson Delamont heads towards the start-finish line to start his final circuit. Delamont in the 27, Otter in the 72. Now it looks like Linsall up into third has got enough for him now to be able to breathe easy. Down into turn number two, behind him O'Brien, still holding off Ray and King. Matthew Ray will be frustrated that he lost the handle on that cart in that mid-stretch, as the checkered flag waves and the Westline Clubman Heavy champion is Jackson Delamont. Bruce Otter home in second. Linsall's there in third. Then it's O'Brien, Ray, King, Withers across the line in seventh place. Further back then to Breschner, Gilby, Hine, and Thompson will round out the running order a lap down.
The class sponsors for this year's Bob Hine Memorial are Cadets in Flight ER, Cadet Teams in Flight ER, Rookies is Reeves, Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Junior National Light, Gordon, Garland and Moffat, the local law firm. Junior National Heavy is the Canberra Car Show. J-Max is Ruiz Construction. Senior National Heavy, Macree, Grenfell's local concrete. Senior National Super Heavy, Prince Baker Building, Grenfell's local builder. Clubman Life, Mad Harry Steel. Clubman, brought to you by Westline. Clubman Super Heavy, Ruiz Construction. Tag Restricted Light was sponsored by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Tag Restricted Heavy was sponsored by Caltex Grenfell. Tag 125 Light is in-flight ER. While Tag 125 Heavy is the Canberra Kart Shed, along with their support of Tag 125 Super Heavy. Open Performance is brought to you by Brewers Construction. We certainly hope you'll support the sponsors who support karting in the Grenfell Kart Club. The cadet teams are coming out onto the track now, and that is the cadet drivers who have completed less than three racing mingles. They're sponsored by Inside ER, and I've been talking about their revolutionary aeromedical jet service, which can reach you wherever you are in the world or even across Australia if you become unwell when you're away from home, and provide you with the specialised treatment that you may need. It's equipped like a hospital's ER department, and it's the only jet in the world to offer this level of care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance provider insists on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER will be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER is a proud sponsor of the Bob High Memorial, the Cadet P Class, and the Festival of the Cubes.
As we get set, Cadet P's heading out onto the circuit. Don't forget about the raffles. Three tickets for $5. The prizes are an Xbox 360, Sony digital camera, Rip Curl backpack, remote control, UFO, photo keyring. Second raffle is $5 a ticket, and it's your choice of an engine rebuild courtesy of Shane Piper Race Engines, or a day on track training. We're at either Dubbo Orange or Grenfell with Shane Piper. As Cadet P's, Mac O'Neill will start from the pole. He's certainly been an impressive driver here in this Cadet P field, the Dubbo youngster, who will soon be moving up to the cadets field proper, and we'll feel and make a big impact in that class as well. Harry Hutchins, William Cozzi, Bailey Hazard, Peyton Ray, Brooklyn's Skurvis, Cooper Beaton, and Michaela Boots is final carts out there in order. So, as we get set for a start, Mac O'Neill to bring them down to the start-finish line. Formation doesn't look too bad at the moment. Looking good for a start. O'Neill gets the jump. Lawson in second, goes with him. Then it's back to Hutchins in the 15 cart. Cozzy's back there as well. As Hutchins up the inside of Lawson here. Oh, the two carts touch and spin. Lawson and Hutchins. Hutchins is not driving away from that spin. So that's the disappointing end for the South Australian, as Hutchins pulls his cart further away safely from the track. Mac O'Neill has got himself a huge advantage here on lap number one. The 19 cart of William Cozzi is up to second position. Third place now, Bailey Hazard. Further back, Lachlan Lawson, Peyton Ray. As Lachlan Lawson, fourth place now, as he makes the move up to third, diving up the inside of the 55 of Bailey Hazard. So Lawson, after the contact coming out of turn number two on lap one, now trying to close up the gap between himself and William Cozzi to get back to the place. So as he heads down into turn number two this time, about two cart lengths the difference between second and third, Cozzi and the 18 cart of Lachlan Lawson. Lawson just slow out of turn three that time and down the back straight. That gives Cozzy a bit of breathing room. Mac O'Neill, well out in front. He's crossing the start-finish line as the second and third place battle continues. And they're almost just getting to the infield when he is starting the race. He's got an 11-second advantage at the moment. Still, it is Cozzy holding on to second place. The cadets out here in this final, they've got a long way to go. It'll be interesting to see how the youngsters hold up to the rigours of a 15 lap race here on this very demanding Grenfell course. As a move up the inside, and Lawson is up to second position. So Cozzy now shuffles back to third, and it'll be interesting to see what sort of lap times Lachlan Lawson can put out. The other thing that's interesting is that Josh Sargent's lap record of a 39.728 is starting to come under fire. So Mac O'Neill, 39.759, he's within just 0.2 of the lap record, although he backs off to a 41 as he starts to get into traffic. So that will be an interesting little stat to see if the Dubbo driver can take the lap record away from Josh Sargent. As Mac O'Neill heads back through to the start-finish line. 9 laps left to go now. Cart number 81. A great mixture of drivers from all over the state here in Cadet Peas to be part of the Festival of the Kids. Mac O'Neill from Dubbo is your race leader. Second place from the Orange Kart Club is Lachlan Lawson. Of course, they've got the South Pacific titles coming up there in Orange in November this year. Always a great meeting out there at Orange. Fantastic track. William Cozzy is from Lithgow, and I've mentioned throughout the day about the two big meetings coming up at Lithgow later this year. As we've got a cart very slow on turn three, and I think William Cozzy has had a spin. Cozzy just getting back up to speed now in that 19 cart. I think he might have, he might not have dropped a spot, but he has. So William Cozzy now back to fourth position. Bailey Hazard up onto the podium in third. There's the race leader, McNeil, a 39.545, Mac O'Neill on lap 7 of this race, I think has set a new track record. So great driving here, Mac O'Neill from Dubbo. We said that he was expected to take the victory here. He's 2 seconds a lap faster than his nearest opponent. But a new lap record, unofficially, at this stage. And he goes faster again, 39.399. Now, the cadets are running at a 36.269, so he still has a ways to go to get to that, but he's just certainly smashed the lap record now here for Cadet Peas. So as the leader is now back onto the start finish straight, has lapped up to Tilly Dunbar in sixth position. in fact, has lapped up to fourth position now, I think. Mac O'Neill dominating this race and has dominated race in the Cadet Peas. Second place, Lachlan Lawson, as I mentioned, from Orange. Then it's Lithgow's William Cozzy, and Cozzy in third place as he's made the pass back on William Hazard. So Cozzy, after that, those problems he had. Contact down in turn number three. That's the 55 of Bailey Hazard. I think he might have come into contact with the leader. So the leader just getting bought by Bailey Hazard, and now has lapped up to all but the top three, and he's closing in onto the back of the 19 card. In fact, he makes the pass now. So the leader has lapped all but second place. Mac O'Neill driving fantastic effort here. Caught in traffic, but just trying to work his way through. He's got no pressure on him whatsoever. And now on the lead is the 18 cart of Lachlan Lawson. And Lachlan Lawson is not that far ahead of our leader. So with two laps left to go, I wouldn't expect him to be lapped. But certainly, our leader heads across the start-finish line. And Mac O'Neill in card 81P is well out in front. So, I just remember some of the other places these Cadet Peas have come from. The North Shore Kart Club, as we mentioned, is at Eastern Creek. They're based out of Eastern Creek in Sydney there. Combined Districts has the state titles in the October long weekend, and then of course that fantastic ladies meeting in the Australia Day weekend. Peyton Ray, another of the Dubbo competitors. Tilly Dunbar, another from Orange. Grenfell's Cooper Beaton's there. Another driver from Lithgow is Brooklyn Scabiris. Michaela Boots is across from Griffith. Contact here, and that has a real Bailey Hazard out the worst. As the white flag is out, we saw just more carnage there as they headed on through turn number one. The leader is heading towards the checkered flag. And the 81 of Mac O'Neill takes the victory. O'Neill with great support here this weekend. And he will take the win here in the Bob Hine Memorial Festival of Kids Cadet Peas, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER. Second place will eventually go to Lachlan Lawson. We wait for the 18P to head around the track. He heads through the infield now. And Lawson, who had an eventful start to the race, come into contact with Harry Hutchins, the Australian driver from the Southern Go-Kart Club based there at Bolivar. And unfortunately, Hutchins was unable to complete that event. But it was Mac O'Neill from Lawson, Cozzy, Hazard, Ray, Dunbar, Beaton, Scurribus, Boots, the final finisher here in the Cadets Peas. Great racing there. We hope you're enjoying all the action of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Don't forget those raffle tickets are still on sale. The presentation tonight will see the drawing of all the raffles.
Junior National Light is sponsored by Gordon Scarlett Moffat, a local law firm which produces high-level expertise in specific areas of law, including property and assets and estate planning, business law, general litigation, and family law. Gordon, Garland, Moffat have been long-time supporters of the Greenfield Kart Club and are proud to be supporting Junior National Light here at the Festival of the Kids. The Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids would be nothing without their gold sponsors. including Arrow Carl. Hit the track with one of Arrow's regular available for most miles. Arrow Racing Carl brings you the latest technology, innovation, and friendly features for maximum performance. Arrow gives you the power to perform. K-Tech Rentals has a range of trucks, trailers, accessories, and pilot vehicles to suit all your transport needs. K-Tech Rentals are a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. And InFlight ER, the in-flight emergency room, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. The gold sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial hope you're enjoying the weekend.
So Junior National Light out on the circuit now. Josh Fife and Luke Rigley. Interesting battle off the front row, but watch for the number four of Jet Bennett. Second row with Stuart Wiegland, 78 cart, because that could be a very interesting battle indeed. As they come round, we could even be away for a start this time by. In good formation. For a start, Fife brings them to the acceleration line. Wrigley's with them as Bennett now dives up into the inside. Wiegland looking to make a move for third place. Two wide as they go into turn number two. And it's tight down there. And as they come off turn two, it looks like Bennett and Wiegland are first for wear. And that's Cameron Skilton in the 75 who is up. Third position. So at the front of the field, Luke Rigley, Taron, Josh Fife. It's the Canberra driver who leads the way in the natural gas and water stable karting entry from Luke Rigley out of Dubbo. Then a gap back, and it is Nicholas Riley from Dubbo who's up into second position. That's that 97 kart. So Riley then has got Bennett behind him. Bennett gets a bit of a tag along from Stuart Wiegland as he came out of turn two that time. Still a lot of smoke pouring from the exhaust of these Junior National Light carts as they work their way through the infield. Your leader is Josh Fife, who holds off Luke Rigley for the moment. Then we go back to Nicholas Riley, Jet Bennett, Wiegland falling back away into the clutches now of Skilton, who's got Sean Shibuteri on his back bumper. So Shibuteri and Skilton having a good battle as they head to the S's this time. They work their way onto the back straight, and Wrigley dives up the inside. Wrigley is your new race leader. Luke Wrigley takes the lead going into the hairpin and holds on to lead lap number three. Wrigley from Fife. Then it goes back to Riley, who's got Bennett right on his back bumper. Further back then. So we've definitely lost one of our protagonists at the front of the field. That cart, the 78 cart of Wiegland, is off the circuit. I didn't see what caused that off, but he is right in the centre of the circuit there, which is a shame. Wiegland, who has had an up-and-down day, or weekend, I should say, would be frustrated. Oh, Skelton runs very, very wide, and Skelton has got Shibuteri up the inside of him. So Shibuteri in the three cart moves up to fifth place now. They're coming up onto the back marker. That's the 27 cart of Hills. So the leaders will want to get a good run here. They're coming up on Hills. They'll catch him going into the braking zone. And a big move up the inside is five. uses Hills, the back marker, to be his brakes, and it gives Luke Wrigley, who decided to back off a little bit earlier, the opportunity now to really set up a handy little breathing space, because Fife was so desperate to use the back marker to his advantage. Further back in the pack, we've seen the second and third battle affected by the back marker as well, as it is Skelton getting back in front of Shibuteri. That's the fifth and sixth battle, sorry. Jet Bennett now is ahead of Riley. So Riley, who made a great start and took the opportunity of some argy-bargy in turn number two to be able to grab the spot. Well, Bennett goes back up the inside through the hairpin. In fact, it is Riley who takes third place back from Bennett. Riley made a nice move going into the hairpin that time. Didn't allow Bennett to make a crossover in the exit of turn four and heading to the infield. So, more back marker troubles ahead for the leaders as they come up on Cameron Longmore. As Longmore, through the infield, just working his way across the start finish line. Blue flag now. Wrigley does get balked. He takes a lot of ripple strip down the front straight. Now Fife again dives up the inside of Wrigley and will take the lead this time. Wrigley will try to fight back as they head to the S's, but Fife covers his line and leads the way. So Fife now is your race leader. Wrigley to the inside of Fife. He makes the pass again. Fife coming on the inside through the infield side by side, and Fife holds him off. Second place man, Wrigley. Third place battle up as Riley and Bennett continue nose to tail. Spinner in the infield there. That's the seven cart. I think that's Jaden Bender. Leaders continue their battle. Wrigley and Fife. Fife back to the front. Wrigley is trying to grab that spot back. We have another back marker here. That's the Bender cart that I mentioned just spun out a lap ago. As Fife now makes a clean move. And Wrigley looks over his shoulder. He sees that Riley and Bennett are closing in on them down there in turn number two. Riley and Bennett, nose to tail, as they come up on the back of the Bender cart number seven. So will Bennett be able to use that back marker to his advantage? He dives up the inside in the hairpin, and Bennett now takes third place from Riley. Our front runners just starting to pull away as they come up on another back marker, this time the 74 of Nicholas Toole. Fife has to fall in behind Toole this time. He's having trouble getting past. That gives Wrigley an opportunity to close up the gap that he just opened up. So Wrigley and Fife. Fife, your race leader. Wrigley will have a go, I'm sure, down into the hairpin. They almost touch. They're side by side coming out. Fife has the inside line and will hold on. Fife leading from Wrigley. It's Canberra, Dubbo, then it's the North Shore Karting Club 97 of the OMR Race Engines card of Nicholas Riley. Jet Bennett also back there from the QV Agency card. In fact, my apologies, Riley is another of the Dubbo drivers. So the Dubbo got some great young drivers in their ranks as well. So they work their way through the infield. Wrigley and Fife. I think they almost touched. I'm going to check the side pot out that time. No damage there. Just good, clean driving. Fife and Wrigley down into turn number two. Riley and Bennett. Bennett in that top cart QV agency entry. Really keeping the pressure on laps counting down here as Wrigley goes up the inside of Fife again, and Wrigley will take the spot. Wrigley, a new race leader as he heads through the infield and towards the white flag. Luke Wrigley is out in front in the 64 Wrigley Kart Parts entry. Fife will try to set up down into turn number two. Fife takes it back. He runs wide coming out of the corner, and Wrigley's back through. So Wrigley now has a decent advantage heading onto the back straight. What can Bennett do here in the battle for second, for third and fourth? It looks like Wrigley's done enough here to secure his position. As the checkered flag is at the ready, Luke Wrigley comes through the final turn and he's happy with the win. Luke Wrigley takes the victory from Josh Fife. Nicholas Riley holds on ahead of Jet Bennett. Then it's back to Lachlan Chancellor. He was a silent achiever in that race. Sean Civitieri, Cameron Skilton, the next car through. Then it's Ryan Johnson, Michael Kane, another battle to the line between the 43 of Harrison Inwood and the 2 of Hayden Cox. Tom Manwaring, the final cut on the leader's lap. What about some great racing there here in the final of Junior National Light. It's brought to you by Gordon Garland Moffat. And that was a fantastic performance here in this 2013 Bob High Memorial and the Festival of the Kids.
Bob High Memorial is brought to you by Bar Bull Bars of Wagga. They specialise in the manufacture of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there's no substitute for the originals. There's only one Bar Up, with quality and service that rivals in no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, the platinum sponsor of the Bob High Memorial. Bruce Construction is proudly supporting Clubman Super Heaven. They provide advice on and construct buildings for both future homeowners with a dream of getting into their own place and developers that are looking for the right managers to take control of their biggest projects. Proudly servicing the Canberra region, Ruse Construction are also great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club, and this weekend, proud sponsors of Plumbing Super Heavy. The Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids would be nothing without their gold sponsors, including Arrow Kart. Hit the track with one of Arrow's ready-to-race extreme packages. Available for most classes, Arrow Racing Karts feature the latest technology, innovation, and user-friendly features for maximum performance. Arrow gives you the power to perform. K-Tech Rentals has a range of trucks, trailers, accessories, and pilot vehicles to suit all your transport needs. K-Tech Rentals are a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. And InFlight ER, the InFlight Emergency Room, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER. They'll be there in your time of home. Top of night brought to you by Mad Harry Steel. Mad Harry is the widest range of steel on hand and power tools in the region. So drop in to their young showroom in Celia and see the Mad Harry of great steel. Mad Harry Steel, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club and the Bob High Memorial Winter Festival of the Kids. Clubman Life supporter, Mad Harry Steel.
Well, we've got a big Clubman Light and Clubman Super Heavy final for you. Looks like all 18 carts just trying to form up as we get set what should be a interesting battle. Regan Angel and Michael Riley will start from the front row. Brody Tilbrook and Michael McAuliffe out of position number 2 and 3. Michael McAuliffe in 4. Brent Logan in 5. Robert Gilby in 6. Paul Frost in 7. Kylie Otter in 8. James O'Malley in 9. Darren Miller, first of the super heavies in the 71. Starts out of position number 10. Peter O'Mealy, James Croxton, Robert Miller, Gregory Thurston. Then, I'm not sure, is it Brad Miller or Mitchell Miller in the 14 or the 6? I'm not sure. So we get set for a start now. In formation finally. They took a few laps to get themselves there. As in good formation, even off the start, away and racing. And on the outside of the front row, Riley gets the slingshot around the outside of Angel, and they lead the way down into turn number 2. Further back, oh, one cart up and over. That is the 18 cart. The 18 cart there of Paul Frost. And he is thankfully out of the cart. As they work their way around the infield for the first time now. The 17 cart of Riley out in front of Angel. Then it's Tilbrook. Tilbrook then followed by the 15 of Logan. Further back is Gilby. Then Kylie Otter. Darren Miller. Robert Miller. Behind Robert Miller is Brad Miller. And then, oh, sideways into the final turn that time was the 64 of Greg Thurston's. So he has got some work to do now to gather back up that momentum he's lost. As Riley leads the way, a 31.199 in second place, Regan Angel, the Newcastle driver, a 33.117. So still as heads through the infield, it's still Riley from Regan Angel. Angel Newcastle's Angel Roofing Accessories behind Riley in the OMR. Oh, another card off the circuit now. I can't quite see the number. Officials down. Well, in fact, we've got 3 carts off. So, 3 carts off down there in turn number 1. I know one of them was the Paul Frost cart. The other 2, I can't see their numbers at all. Their carts are off in a safe position, so we'll continue on. Now, Angel has made the pass for the lead. Riley's back there in second position. So, as Riley has to handle now the battle between himself and what will possibly be looming with Brody Tilbrook in the 7 car closing in. Then it's back to McAuliffe in the 26, Brent Logan. Then it's Gilby Otter in the 72. Further back then to Darren Miller in the super heavies. Battle down into turn number 2, and the pass being made by the 86 of James O'Malley, putting Peter O'Mealy back to 11th position. As pulling away at the front of the field, Regan Angel is well and truly out there in front. So, leader, has not got too many problems to contend with at the moment. One more back marker. Oh, just chopping off the nose that time was the six of Mitchell Miller. So Mitchell Miller out there just going a lap down now. I could tell you now that it was Brad Miller and Gregory Thurston's who came together in turn number one. Oh, bit of contact there. The super heavies are really mixing it up amongst themselves. That was Brad Miller. And Brad Miller with a 77 of Peter O'Mealy behind him. So they have had a bit of contact there as they came up on the back of Marianne Croft. Your leader. Oh, here, touch that time. Again, it's O'Mealy getting touched up the back by O'Mealy and Robert Miller. In fact, it's Croxton, sorry. James Croxton. So they're getting quite physical there, the two. O'Mealy, the Grenfell member, is having a fantastic battle here as the leader continues to work his way through the infield once again as he comes across the start finish line completing lap number 10. So Regan Angel with 5 laps remaining. Second place, Michael Riley. Then it's Brody Tilbrook back there in third. Michael McAuliffe in fourth. Further back then to Brent Logan, Robert Ogilvy, Kylie Otter, all starting to concertina together. So we could see a battle coming up here for position soon. O'Mealy and Croxton. So Croxton's gone a lap down now as the six of Mitchell Miller just getting a buzz there from LiDAR aircraft up the inside, trying to make a move here. The 86 has made the pass now. 86 of James O'Mealy making the pass on, I think it was Gilby, as the race leader coming down towards lap 13. Leader heads towards the infield. He's got another lap cart to contend with. The 51 going past Peter O'Mealy in the 77 now. So race leader heads through turn 3. It's been an interesting battle here. Second place, Michael Riley, who led the way early, trying to close up a 1.2 second gap. He's got it down now, only fractionally better. And Regan Angel from Newcastle, the Angels roofing accessories cart, looks like he's going to go through and take a solid victory. Michael Riley from Dubbo, ahead of Brody Tilbrook from Canberra. Still some traffic to contend with on the last lap, but the checkered flag goes to Regan Angel. Riley home in second, Tilbrook home in third. Fourth place, McAuliffe O'Malley, Brent Logan should be the next cart through. Mitchell Miller. No, no. So, as the carts come back in here for the Mad Harry's Clubman Light and Ruiz Construction Clubman Super Heavies. Clubman Light taken out by Regan Angel and Clubman Super Heavy by Darren Miller in the 71 cart. So some great racing there by Regan Angel and Michael Riley. Riley just couldn't match the speed of Angel in the end, and he ended up taking a great win. Well, the tags are up next. Then we have rookies and tag restricted to close out a big weekend of racing here at the Bob Hine Memorial. We hope you've been enjoying it. Don't forget the raffle. Tickets still available in the canteen.
The Canberra Car Shed is also sponsoring the Tag 125 Super Heavy. Brett is happy to help you for any of your karting needs. He has a full service car shop at Barrier Aero, which provides engine testing, rebuilding, kart setup and repairs. For friendly advice, coupled with competitive prices, see Brett either at the track or at the Canberra Car Shed. Proud sponsors of Tag 125 Super Heavy. There's some great prizes on offer this weekend at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. One random prize draw for the Gazette and Wookiee Shed is sponsored by Bar Up Bull Bars, Arrow Carts and Q-Tech Rentals. We thank them for their support. Bar Up Bull Bars, Arrow and Q-Tech Rentals have also supported the random prize draw for the Junior Shadow. The Encouragement Awards for Cadets and Cadet Peas is brought to you by Insight Run. The Encouragement Award consists of a new set of Mid to Tick SL Runs at Home. And the Best and Fairest Drive Award, a Garmin Aura 9.0
As we get set now for... Alright, for tag light heavy and super heavy. They'll get set for the final now. Adrian Hogan will start on the pole in the 17 car. Jackson Delamont starts out of position number 2 in the 48. Then it's the 61 of Corey Donnelly, the 42 of Harrison Knight, the 96 of Macaulay Allen. Then it's the 75 of Jacob Fripp, the 14 of Nick Commons, the 25 of Robert Hogan, the 47 of Benjamin Forbes, 66 of John McCabe, the 68 of Wesley Croft, the 8 of Paul McCabe, the 6 of Aidan Cummings. Then it's the 26 of Eddie Ruiz, 15 of Greg Williams, Michael Hannaford's in the 31, Daniel JX is in the 43, the 33 of Warren Hall. And then, just trying to see... trying to work out which of the carts is not out there, whether it's the heavy or the super heavy of Goodyear or Staples. So, I think it might be Staples that's not out there. As they go racing, it's an even start. Adrian Hogan gets the jump. As they head down the back straight for the first time, three wide into turn number 2. They all make it through so far. So just starting to feel like the sheep station's up for grabs now as the driving's becoming a little bit more desperate. Adrian Hogan, as they head into the hairpin for the first time, leads the way from Jackson Delamont. Then it's back to Corey Donnelly in the M&M Donnelly cart. Harrison Knight in the 42 has faded back behind him. He's gone behind Fripp, Cummings. So Fripp and Cummings is up into 4th and 5th position. Fripp is the first of the heavies. Macaulay Allen in the 96. Then it's Robert Hogan. As they work their way through the infield, across the start-finish line, Adrian Hogan has got a handy buffer now ahead of Delamont, Donnelly, Fripp trying to work his way forward. Cummins in the West Lime cart doing a great job. In fact, has a chance now to make a move on Fripp as they come down the inside, and Cummins will take the spot. Also following him through was Macaulay Allen, so I think Allen in the 96 card has picked up a spot as well. No, Fripp holds him off. Harrison Knight. Harrison Knight now falls back a spot. As Nick Cummins up into 4th position, and he's closing in on the front 3. They work their way, the top 3 snake their way through the infield as race leader. Across the start finish line now, Adrian Hogan, a 32.302. Here comes Delamont, and Delamont takes the lead into turn number 2. So Hogan, who was looking like he was doing it comfortably, has found himself wound down by the field. Here comes Hogan again, though, into the hairpin. Hogan on the inside. He's not giving up. Delamont side by side with Hogan. Delamont on the inside going through the infield, though. Opens the door and gives the opportunity now for the Donnelly cart to come through. But Donnelly then trying to go side by side has allowed Nick Cummings, the heavy, up as Stacks on the mill. Down there in turn number 2, and that is the 61 of Corey Donnelly. So Corey Donnelly from Eastern Creek, the North Shore Karting Club member, has just thrown away a podium, almost certainly here. An incident down there in turn number 2. So as things sort themselves out, Delamont's your race leader, Hogan, Cummings, Knight, Fripp, Allen, Donnelly, Hogan. That's Robert Hogan in the heavies class. Then it's back to Forbes, John McCabe in the heavies, Aidan Cummings. Then it's Paul McCabe who's running in heavies as well. Eddie Ruiz is the first of the super heavies with Wesley Croft, Greg Williams, Warren Hall, Danny Jarks, Michael Hannaford and Jake Goodyear round out the running order. So Delamont in that Mad Harry steel cart looking like he has got the advantage here now. Although Adrian Hogan had almost a similar advantage, maybe not quite as much as a second, and was run down by Delamont. So as Hogan has got the 14 card of Nick Cummings on his back bumper, Knight, Fripp, Donnelly gets back past the Allen card. They work their way through the S's. It'll be interesting to see just how far Corey Donnelly can climb back up. At the moment he is 6th on track and 5th in class as Nick Cummings that is in 3rd place continues to work his way back up through the field. Race leader heads down to the infield once again, and Jackson Delamont just doing it easily now, clicking off 32 second laps, low 32s. Hogan a 32.2, Cummings a 32.2. As race leader, as 10 laps now completed, in fact the leader, Jackson Delamont, comes through to complete lap number 11. Hogan still holding off Commons. Knight is under some pressure now, so we've got a battle for 3rd place in class, 4th place on the track, as Corey Donnelly gets up beside the 42 of Harrison Knight and opens the door. Harrison Knight got offline and that allowed Jacob Fripp to go through as well. So can Knight fight back here? Looks like Donnelly is back to up into 3rd place in class. So after a tough battle, losing a lot of ground, Donnelly has driven back up through the field in great style. Race leader working through some heavier traffic now as big Danny Jarks gets put one lap down. Hannaford behind him is Goodyear as well. And what can Adrian Hogan do with Nick Commons also in that battle? The leader heads down the back straight. He's already got through the traffic. Cummings is really putting the pressure on Hogan now as they go through some of this heavier traffic. And I think Cummins has a big chance of grabbing second place outright as the white flag is out. Cummings and Hogan. No, Hogan will get the break here. He gets Danny Jarks in between himself and Adrian Cummings in that West Lime number 14 tag heavy cart, and that will give Cummings second place outright. Third place outright. As the checkered flag's at the ready, Jackson Delamont takes the victory here in Tag Light, brought to you by InFlight ER. Adrian Hogan comes home in second place with Corey Donnelly in third. in the tag heavy class, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. It is Nick Commons from Robert Hogan and Benjamin Forbes. And then in the Canberra Kart Shed tag 125 super heavies, it is Eddie Ruiz from Greg Williams and Warren Hall. So some great racing here once again in tag light, tag heavy and tag super heavy. We thank you for the ongoing support of InFlight ER and the Canberra Kart Shed here at the Grenfell Kart Club. The rookies up next, then it's tag restricted.
Great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club and have been a massive supporter of the festival this season, the Bob Hunt Memorial. Their stock is in everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and, of course, electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell. Proud sponsors of the Rookies. The Grenfell Kart Club would like to thank their bronze sponsors, including Carlos IGA Grenfell, Grenfell Quality Nice, Bromar Engineering, RD, your local history and kitchenware shop, Louise's Locker for the latest in women's clothing, Jane Farlett Country Experience, Milton Rolls Earth Moving, Grenfell Commodities, your local grain traders, Aston Joyce Stock Property Real Estate in Grenfell, CJ Anderson Stock and Real Estate in Grenfell, Lotus Coaches, the Wheaton Shire Council, and Bow Repairs Grenfell.
All right, we're getting set for the in the Tegra, number 47 cart from the pole, the 11 of Blake Flardell, the 77 of Tyler Everingham, the Reese Cohen in the 2, Jack Hutchings in the 28, 16 Jaden Boulding, Rowan Fripp in the 75, Taylor Harness in the 7, the 46 Lily Bowditch, 15 Lachlan Zanesco, Anthony Lofts in the 3, Cameron Ward in the 55, Darcy Inwood in the 25, the 5 is Connor Level, 13 is Will Longmore, the 9, the 4 is Charlie Dunbar, 22 Sasha Cohen, the 33 is Jackson White, the 63 is Jade Heffron, 17 Charlie Lansborough, and the 98 Tyson Rose Enners. So we get set for a start this time by in good formation now and away and racing. Very even start. It's Sargent who has the advantage. Everingham, oh, big move now from Reese Cohen, trying to go three wide down the front straight, and Cohen will fall back into line as they work their way through the S's for the first time. It's Sargent leading the way. Oh, we've got a yellow flag out there. One cart looking the wrong way. That is the three cart of the number three cart of Anthony Lofts. So as the race leader heads across the star finish line to complete lap number one, Thomas Sargent leads Fardell from Everingham. Everingham was spectacular in heat number one yesterday and was solid right throughout the entire day's racing. Sargent looked very strong in the pre-final and now has got the advantage as he heads down into the hairpin. It is Sargent from Fardell, Everingham, Cohen, Boulding, Harness, then it's Fripp, Hutchins, Zanesco, Bowditch, Darcy Inwood, further back then to Lavelle, Ward, Dunbar, Longmore, White, McLansborough, Lofts, Enns, Heffron and Cohen. Well, looks like Cohen hasn't completed the first lap. So off in turn number one, that might be Cohen there. As the leader heads across the start-finish line once again, Thomas Sargent just holding off Fardell for the moment. The Sargents in cadets have last lap pass to see Zach Hurd take the spot. In the rookies, what can Thomas Sargent do to hold on to that? In heat number one, it was Tyler Everingham from Thomas Sargent. In heat number two, Blake Fardell from Tyler Everingham. Heat number three, it was Sargent, Fardell and Everingham. And then in the pre-final, that was the same running order once again. Here we see Sargent, Fardell, Everingham, Cohen, but the 28 cart of Jack Hutchings is starting to close in on the front five, and that could be an interesting battle to work its way out, because at the moment Hutchings got a good clean track to try and make up the ground. Coming up, the leaders making their move on some back markers there. So Thomas Sargent leading the way down there in turn number two this time. Another good battle taking place as the 33 card gets the spot. That's Anthony Loss working his way back up through the field past Jackson White. So Sargent into the hairpin. Seven laps completed. Fardell has made the pass and is your new race leader. So Fardell in the 11 cart now leading the way. From Sargent, then it's Everingham. Cohen back there in fourth place, just sitting back there measuring his time. Another good battle further back in the field. Lily Bowditch has started to pick off a few spots and has managed to get herself up in front of Darcy Inwood. Cameron Ward's a bit further back there. Charlie McLansborough has made the pass on Jackson White back there in 17th position. As looks like Thomas Sargent lines up beside Fardell going into turn number two. And, looked like Sargent might have ridden a wheel there slightly. Didn't lose too much time, though. But it has brought Tyler Everingham back into the battle. So we've got a three-way battle at the lead as we come into the hairpin this time. And there's a back marker just coming up onto this battle now. That would be Jackson White, I would imagine, it's the 98 cart of Enns. So Enns, as he comes down, first and second get through to third place. Tyler Everingham, yes, he manages to squeeze through. So Cohen is the cart that's affected by the back marker this time. As Fardell and Sargent are nose to tail, heading into the hairpin. Sargent has got the pass done, and Sargent retakes the lead. So good work there by Thomas Sargent, just setting up the leader as he was heading towards the back straight. And Sargent, fastest lap of the race, a 35.996 for Thomas Sargent. A 35.461 is the track record, so not far off that track record pace now, as the day has certainly turned into a beautiful one. More back marker traffic to contend with, as Sergeant and Fardell have pulled away from Everingham and from Cohen. Hutchins hasn't been able to close up that gap. Sergeant gets into the side of the 33 card of Jackson White, and Fardell goes to the grass. He gets off the outside of the track. Everingham now will make the move up into second position, but a scary moment there at the front of the field as they went into turn number one. The back marker of Jackson White and the leader in Thomas Sargent came together. They fortunately, with the side pods, were not able to interlock wheels, and that certainly made it a less confrontive accident than it potentially could have been. Now more back markers as Sargent gets up quickly through the heavy traffic, and that has balked Tyler Everingham slightly. I think they were trying to make the move on McLansborough that time. 13 laps will be completed this time by, as the leader heads across the start-finish line. Now Fardell is going to find Cohen on his back bumper now. Will Cohen be able to grab a podium spot? Cohen, he's been watching the carnage happening ahead of him and just hasn't been able to make the pass stick on any of the drivers he's been pursuing. White flag is out this time. Cohen in the two card is the man to watch. He's got a good momentum run here going, and is he going to be able to make the pass on this final lap? Tyler Everingham loses a bit of ground going into turn two. Fardell in third place. Then it's Cohen. Fardell now up onto the back of Everingham. Cohen's fading here in the late stages of the run as they come into the hairpin for the final time. Sargent's leading this one to the infield now, and it's still Everingham and Fardell. Cohen's fading away in fourth, but Sargent holds on to win. Everingham comes home in second, Fardell in third, Cohen in fourth. Hutchins has crossed the line in fifth place. Taylor Harness comes through in sixth place. Eventually, one cart, 15, Lachlan Zanko. No, it was Jaden Boulding is up, stuck on top of the, and that would have to be the Rowan Fripp cart, the 75, the two carts locked together, and they were locked together as they came out of the last turn. The two carts locked together, now getting assistance to unlock them. The drivers should be able to drive them back to the pit lane, you'd hope. But, that was a scary moment when we saw a couple of times carts hitting side to side, but right at the finish line we saw Jaden Boulding over the top, and actually the carts locked together with the wheels sitting interlocked on their side pods. So it was Sargent taking the win from Everingham, Blake Fardell, then back to Rhys Cohen, Hutchins further back then, Harness, Fripp, Boulding, Zanesco, Inwood, Ward, Longmore, Lofts, then it's Lavelle, Dunbar, the last card on the leader's lap. Then it was McLansborough, White, Ennis, and then two laps down, Lily Bowditch and Jay Heffron. Sasha Cohen, unfortunately, out down in turn number one at the start of that race.
Thank
Unrestricted is supported by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Come down and enjoy all the facilities at the Grenfell Bowling Club that they have to offer, including rinks, bistro and restaurants. They also have first-class lawn bowling green. It's a great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club are proudly supporting this memorial and the major sponsors of the Tag Restricted Life Class. Tag Restricted Heavy is brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. The Caltex service station at Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before heading home and fill up with all the essentials for that road trip. Or have a bite at the Star Diner. The Caltex service station is right at the end of Main Street. You can't miss them. They're proud to Tag Restricted Heavy behind Memorial. By Bar Up Bull Bar. They sit in the manufacturing of bull bars and bumpers for all attempt to imitate, but they're substitute for the original. One Bar Up, with quality and service that rivals in no other. Bull Bars of Wagga, the platinum sponsor of the Bob High Memorial.
Getting set for our final race of the weekend. We certainly hope you have had a great weekend here in Grenfell, as the Bob High Memorial is certainly once again to another level. We look forward to this Tag Restricted Light and Tag Restricted Heavy final, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club and Grenfell Caltex. So it'll be, I'm just waiting for my timing screen to update here. It'll be Alexander Millward, who's won all so far, ahead of James Hutchinson. Then Trent Humphreys, Eric. That's the four in the Tag Restricted Lights. John Noyan, Kevin Reid, Matthew Whale, and Chris Wilkes will be the Tag Restricted Heavy. Stan from Orange, Reid from Canberra, Whale from Dubbo, along with Wilkes as well. In the lights, all four lights coming from the Canberra Kart Racing Club. So they're forming up now. Alexander Millward has been dominant in this class right throughout the weekend. In the pre-final, Hutchinson got the jump but was unable to hold the lead and come away with a convincing win. No start this time. Well, Millward didn't want to get left behind on the start. Just jumped too early. Ryan Galvin wasn't going to accept that, even if it is the last race of the day. And the last race. Still wants a good even start here for the final of Tag Restricted. As we get set, in good formation again. Now Hutchinson needs to go. He's missed the jump that time, as Millward was well and truly up. Out, Humphreys in third position. Reeves falls in behind him, as he expected John to make his move. And you can expect Reed to be coming through quite quickly as well. So as they work their way through turn three and onto the back straight for the first time, it's Millward who leads the way. Alexander Millward out in front. Hutchinson is now slotted into second position, but he's got some pressure being applied to him by the 47 now of Kevin Reid. Reid's followed by John Noyan. Further back then to Humphreys, Whale, Wilkes and Eric Reeves, tail end Charlie on the field. And his cart's slowing on the run out of two towards the S's there. So Eric Reeves, not sure what that problem is, but he's now falling back of the pack. As Hutchinson is right in the middle of a battle between himself and two of the Tag Restricted Heavy carts. Now he wants to be careful here. He doesn't want to get into a battle that might end his race when he's not racing for position. The 47 and the 2 behind him, they're racing for their class position. He is, of course, in the lights. He's only racing the 80, really, the 92, which has faded back to sixth position on the racetrack. So as the leader clicks off, lap number three, Hutchinson still a wheel in the dirt there. That's going to give Trinity look up the inside. It's the pass going into turn number now. Can Noyan make the move as well? And Noyan and Hutchinson. Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. Hutchinson and Noyan locked together on the infield, and Hutchinson's weekend's ruined by getting involved in an incident that didn't involve him in us. Of course, Hutchinson got the wheel onto the dirt, which set off the chain. Still struggling to get the two carts that are interlocked together apart. And, well, that's going to take a bit more work. As the leader now, Alexander Millward, leads the race and the class here in tag-restricted light. Kevin Reid leads tag-restricted heavy with Matthew Whale in the 96 cart sitting in the restricteds. And Trent Humphrey is in second place. The lights class is currently running fourth on the track. Back then to Chris Wilkes, who's in the heavies. Not sure that they've got those carts unlocked yet. Oh, yes, they have. They've finally got them undone. Such was the force of their contact. And the stewards now just having a chat to both drivers about what actually happened out there. Ward completes lap number six. He's got a 3.5 second lead over Kevin Reid, and his gap to Trent Humphreys, who's the first cart in his Grenfell Bowling Club tag restricted light class, is 9.9 seconds further back down the road. Kevin Reid, who's leading the Grenfell Caltex heat or final in tag restricted heavy. He's got Matthew Whale. Now Whale is sitting just 0.6 of a second behind Reid. So Reid, who took the opportunity to make the pass for second place outright. 8 laps completed this time by. 8 laps now in the book, 7 laps remaining. As Reid and Whale about to have a battle for the lead in the Grenfell Caltex tag restricted heavies. The two nose to tail now as they work their way down the back straight. Tag restricted heavies brought to you by Grenfell Caltex. Make sure you call in and see Trudy and Steve on the way home. As the leader heads into turn number two, this battle for the heavies between Reid and Whale, well, they're nose to tail, they just haven't started to mix up positions yet. Leader to complete, lap number 10. As they work their way through the infield, the tag restricted heavy battle, Reid is pulling away from Whale. Millward in the lights, he is opening up an even bigger gap with clean track in front of him. No pressure at all, he's just clicking off lap after lap, a 33.2 his last lap, and that's about 0.8 of a second off the lap record set by Adrian Hogan last year. For the heavies, 32.5 was the tag restricted heavy lap record, so a 33.5 the fastest for Kevin Reid, so he is exactly a second off the lap record in this final race. Winding down here with just 4 laps remaining, 3 this time by is lap 12, about to be completed by your race leader, Alexander Millward. But all the officials who have made this weekend's racing possible, our thanks to them who have worked over the course of the 2 days, and along with the great sponsors who help put on the Bob High Memorial and the Festival of the Kids, we thank them for their ongoing support car club. Also, I'd like to thank all the drivers, crews and teams that have travelled to make this one of the biggest country meetings in the country. It's really going from strength to strength. Alexander Millward comes across the start-finish line with 2 laps left to travel. The battle for the heavies, well, they're still running nose to tail. Kevin Reed and Matthew Whale, but they're not battling for position. As the leader heads into the hairpin, the heavies head down, and it's still nose to tail for Reed and Whale. Millward, 1 lap left to travel. Alexander Millward just not worrying too much about lap times here, just clicking off the laps and counting down to his victory, his first victory here in the tag restricted light Bob Hine Memorial, as the checkered flag is at the ready and Alexander Millward will come through and take out the Grenfell Bowling Club Tag Restricted Light Final. The Tag Restricted Heavies Final goes to Kevin Reed. Matthew Wayne is in second place there. Then we wait for Trent Humphreys, who'll come second in the lights, fourth overall. Eric Reeves, the next cart through. Christopher Wilkes, the final cart to finish here into Tag Restricted Light and Heavy Finals, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club and Grenfell Caltex.
Bob Hine Memorial is brought to you by They specialise in the manufacturing of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks.
Okay.
Many attempt to imitate, but there is no
substitute for
only one bar ups with quality and service that drives those bar ups. Bull bar Wagga, the platinum sponsor of the Bob Hine Memorial.